It's not that the 15-year-old Superior Clinic isn't busy. It is. The staff of 43 federal health care workers handles 20,000 visits a year from veterans in northern Minnesota and northern Wisconsin. But VA spokesperson Linda Duffy in Minneapolis says they're considering a change because they can't find a director for that clinic.
There's no intention of not providing health care to the veterans in that area.
Saying that this could eventually end up closing this facility.
We will provide health care to the veterans in that area through some method, and we don't know what that method is right now.
A meeting this week with the VA's personnel director outlined workers' severance pay. State Representative Frank Boyle serves on the Assembly Veterans Committee. He says it all points to closing the clinic. He says with the war going on in Iraq and soldiers from Wisconsin being killed, the timing couldn't be worse.
We asked them to give the ultimate sacrifice as a young man in Milwaukee today, 18 years old. We asked them for that sacrifice, and yet we commit nothing to them. We treat them as yesterday's news, as dirty socks.
Meanwhile, Wisconsin U.S. Senators Feingold and Cole and Northern Wisconsin Congressman Dave Obie are working together to find a way to save the Superior Clinic. The nearest VA clinic to Superior is in the Twin Cities. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.